message.
This is my 100th podcast episode. I realize it's only a 4 minute a day podcast, but it's a benchmark. So I personally am going to celebrate, and I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen. As a result, today's episode will be longer than 4 minutes. So heads up. I want to talk about learning to say yes. You know, no is an easy word to say. It's safe, it's comfortable, and it requires no further action or risk on our part. Yes, on the other hand, is loaded with potential, both positive and negative. It contains an implicit agreement to step into the unknown, to leave our comfort zone and expose ourselves to new challenges and experiences. But here's the thing. Every worthwhile achievement, every memorable event, and meaningful relationships we have had in our lives, those began with a yes, a willingness to take that first step into unfamiliar territory despite our fears, doubts, and risks. Think about all of the pivotal moments that have shaped the course of your life up until this point. That time you decided to sign up for that interesting elective in college on a whim, which exposed you to an undiscovered passion. When you said yes to going on a second date with that person who became your spouse. The seemingly random job opportunity you took a chance on that ended up launching your career. Each one began with getting out of your comfort zone and embracing something new, unknown, and uncertain. In other words, saying yes despite any inner resistance. The desire to avoid risk, fear, and discomfort, it's natural. But when we begin defaulting to no too often, we cut ourselves off from immense growth opportunities and rich life experiences. We stunt our personal evolution and begin leading a stagnant, shrunken existence marked by an increasing resistance to change. Think about it. Every person, skill, achievement, relationship, or cherished memory that has expanded our world and enriched our lives, those began by getting out of our comfort zone at some point. Every single one. The potential upside of saying yes is significant growth and unforgettable positive experiences. The downside of too many no's is a shrunken, stagnant life, of which the full extent can only be appreciated in hindsight. So naturally, you know, we cannot simply say yes to every single opportunity or invitation that comes our way. Part of intentional living is carefully discerning which commitments and which experiences to engage with. The key is making sure we have a strong bias toward yes to open ourselves up to an ever-widening array of experiences that continue to expand our personal growth. A major roadblock that keeps many people defaulting to no when opportunities for growth arise is our innate aversion to fear, risk, and uncertainty. Listen, it's understandable. Our survival instincts are incredibly powerful forces. They've been honed over millions of years of evolution, so anything new or unfamiliar gets labeled as a potential threat to be avoided by those primitive parts of our brain. But in our modern world, the vast majority of the time, this fear response gets triggered in situations that are surprising and unusual, but not actually physically dangerous. Public speaking, asking someone out on a date, applying for a stretch job opportunity. These types of common fear-inducing situations, they do not pose legitimate risks to our safety. It's just our instinctive reaction kicking in. The antidote is consciously reframing how we think about risk and fear. Yes, putting ourselves out there invites the possibility of embarrassment, rejection, failure, or other emotional discomfort, but with that risk also comes the potential for incredible growth, fulfillment, and positive experiences we would otherwise miss out on. When we say no too often, we don't actually eliminate risk, we simply invite a different and quieter type of risk. The risk of an atrophied life, unexplored potential, and missed opportunities that just add up over time. A life lived too cautiously often often ends up being one of the biggest regrets of all. So like any habit, becoming someone who readily embraces unfamiliar situations and says yes to growth opportunities, that takes consistent practice. The magic that we call growth can only transpire in the face of risk and discomfort. Getting stuck in a perpetual loop of no and comfort, that deprives us of these fertile grounds for evolution, and it leaves us leading smaller, shrunken existences marked by missed opportunities we aren't even aware we're missing. Saying yes opens up a world of learning. It expands our experiences and potential and creates new memories, and it deepens our appreciation for life. So today, flex your yes muscle in manageable ways and see where it takes you. Incredible experiences await. And to commemorate this 100th episode, you can flex your yes muscle by visiting Apple Podcasts and giving me a 5-star rating and a review. If you have not already done so, I hope you will subscribe and share this podcast with other people. Please, please, please. It would help me so much. Thank you so much.